Hello everyone, whoever has logged in to today's webinar, and thank you so much for joining, and thank you Satish for waiting for so long, and other people, whoever has joined, thank you. I can't see you in the Facebook if you are there, but I know afterwards I'll see. Thank you. You might be doing something somewhere. Today is Sunday evening, and but you chose to be here with an expectation that you will be getting something and you will not be disappointed. I said say that. And few ground rules, sir. First of all, let me complete the entire presentation because it is a training come webinar. Not only I'll be saying whatever I have gone through or whatever I'll be teaching, I'll be conducting some training, how much ever it will be possible, because those are very lengthy sessions. So how much we can complete, we can do. At least you can take away those trainings from this session. And so we will be conducting that first, and we'll keep our questions to the last. And in between, if you want to, like say, if you are here for just say 20-40 minutes, then it will not be useful for you. So if you are here, I would take your time, 90 minutes of time. I would do as quickly as possible, but you know, it takes some time to finish all those trainings. So without wasting much time or anything, let us start with the presentation. Let me share the screen again. So it is about 3 secret tools to have a miraculous mindset that brings in clarity, fulfillment, and accelerated growth. And who this is for? This is for mid-career professionals who are stuck and feeling unfulfilled. Why people feel like that? Because of certain problem, reward, expertise, salary raise, promotion, opportunity, recognition, incentive, leadership growth. They think that these are the main problem. Actually, even when I have clients who, even when they get all these, then also they are feeling stuck. Why? There are various reasons for that. And I did a market research under which I have found out many reasons why they feel stuck and unfulfilled. Even they are earning money. So all these factors, which normally understood to be the factors why people, working professional, normally feel stuck about, it is not only the reason. This might be part of the reason. So my 3 secrets are reality check, resilience, and range. What do I mean by that? How do you see yourself? That is, how do you perceive yourself? Whether your self-image is high. First, we need to check that. Second is perception by people, how people see you. And the third thing is perception by posterity. It is people, after you are long gone, how people will see you, that person you need to be today. So your depth, often we call that person is a very deep person. So if you are not perceived as a deep person, that is perceived only when we have a depth, a range. You should have a very wide range. So basically, these are the three secret tools, which will be, you will be surprised that this plays a huge role in making you, right? Let us examine how these are. So my solution is resourceful influencing. What do I mean by this? Is resourcefulness, everybody understands. When there are not opportunities, not many options, choices, still you are able to fix something. You are able to achieve some result. That is what resourcefulness is. And once you become resourceful and you have proven that time and again, then you can influence people like none other. So how it was proven during COVID time, the highly academically excellent people like IIM and all those people, they got laid off. Who were retained? People who had normal, ordinary background, but they could prove their mettle time and again, those people were retained. So the latest development with the big company like all the big companies, like say I forget the names time and again, all the big companies that you can think of, they have decided, 20 of them, that they will not hire, they will not recruit highly qualified people anymore. They will recruit people who have this aptitude of resourcefulness. And that is what Tony Robbins also says. He is the famous motivator management guru. And this unfulfillment, the getting, the sense of getting stuck has come from his clients. His clients are millionaire, billionaire clients. And 85% of his clients are stuck. So they have money. No, if you are thinking that money is the only reason why you are stuck, it is not the reason. His clients also are stuck. That is from where I have taken resourcefulness. And resourceful influencing is what I have figured out, because that is what I have done all my career. So being resourceful is about utilizing existing resources in an optimum way. And being resourceful under multiple circumstances is influencing. So there is a spelling mistake. So I'll talk about myself. I worked in 5 different kind of projects, and you'll be surprised. I get surprised oftentimes because I didn't have the expertise, the relevant experience thereof. But still, I could manage pull out those 5 huge projects wherein I have so far impacted 1 crore lives. Can you believe that? So unless I someday, what I did was, I was talking to somebody, and this is a digitization era, and wherein people think of numbers, people talk about numbers. So when I just added up, I saw that it is already 1 crore. Easily one can go for 1 crore if you are resourceful enough. 1 crore is not a number one can achieve single-handedly. It has to be teamwork. And I have trained those 18,000 people with whom I have made team and achieved that. So I want each of you to be part of my team as well, because all of you are born with some resourcefulness. Might be you will not be knowing till now. So we will figure that out. That is what will be the subject of today's training. And the some of the truths, if you can read, you can read. Otherwise, let me explain. The resourceful person wins recognition and growth. The person who is persistent takes away all the credit. Resourcefulness creates resilience. Because you know you can see solutions, you can see resources everywhere, you are not giving up anywhere. So if you are not giving up, you are there all the time. That is how resilience, you are enjoying your work. The third fact is resilience overcomes frequent struggle. There is no mention of any struggle at all if you are a resilient person. You are persistent. You know how to win over your circumstances. And struggles unravels relevance. Even if you struggle, then also you are inching towards solution. That is what resourcefulness is. You might be struggling. Some of the problems are big enough which cannot be resolved overnight or within a month or even within a year. Like affordable housing, which is what I am working right now. That cannot be done overnight. So I'm struggling to bring in all the stakeholders to one table. So, but everybody now knows that I am relevant for affordable housing. How big is that? So after PM Modi, there are few people only who are working in this area. So I am counted amongst those few people, right? So do you think that is something to be worth striving for? So you and each of you can actually figure out something like that. And we can figure out here as to what should be your superpower and what should be your ambition in whatever area you are striving for. We can figure that out. Staying relevant without feeling burnt out is the trick to reach beyond. The third secret tool that I spoke about, range, which is the vision, your depth, which is reaching beyond. You are doing something which you haven't ever thought of. You don't even dream of. It is beyond your dream, but vision is always beyond your dream. What you cannot easily reach out. Vision is that. So that makes you a warrior, right? And a warrior is always recognized ahead of whoever is done PhD, IIM or whatever, right? So these are the truth you need to keep in mind. And the influence part that I have spoken about is, first of all, you differentiate yourself. So from going from the bottom up, if you can read this screen, so you have to differentiate how you are different. So everybody is born different, born unique in this world. No two people are same. In another, say, every 33 people, no 33, 33 lakh people, you will have some resemblance, but nobody can be exactly like you. So do you know that you are born unique? You are comparing yourself against so many people so far. While in reality, you are incomparable. That you need to know and be convinced about is the first trick. The second is, while you are convinced about your uniqueness, you also are appreciative about other people's uniqueness. That is how you recognize the other person's credibility also. That while you appreciate somebody, you appreciate that person only admires you. So this is a quick hack we don't do and create enmity, right? So this is a quick tip that you can apply anywhere, anybody, whoever is in your surrounding. You can just find out what is his superpower, and that is how you team up. Once you have the admiration of the other person, you always find a friend with the same wavelength. This is as simple as that. And whatever you have found out, if you go on working on that for some time, it builds your credibility. You will be known for that particular aspect. And once you are known for something, you stand out. Once you stand out, nobody can stop your growth. So you are not directly doing anything. What you are doing, you are differentiating yourself of which already you know, half know. And just with my help or anybody's help, you can find out what is your superpower. And the second thing you can do is, you will figure out, that is what I have done. Figure out what the other person is good at. That is all that you need to do and be persistent. All the work, all the projects that I have done so far, I started very small. One person, how much one can do. So that is how I started. And then I spoke to somebody, that person got impressed and he joined me. She joined me. And likewise, we created a movement. This is how all movements are created, whether you know about them or not. If I would have hired some journalist and ask him to write about me, I would have been a celebrity, but I don't have time for that. And also, you don't realize, right? You have so much to do that you don't bother about such small things. These are small things, mind you. So just from that, estimate how big is my vision, right? So this again reiterates about my three tools, which are reality check, managing self. So you manage yourself. How you perceive yourself is managing self. And how people perceive you is managing people. And how posterity will see you is managing time. How you manage your time right now is how you will build a big vision about. Some vision where you should start work already. That is how people will remember. Achha. That person has started working in this. He or she is the first person to started work. he was the first person to have conceived this idea. That is what, unless you manage your time right now, you are not going to achieve that third thing. And you are not going to have that depth, right? So, with all the things that, all the skills, aptitude, experience, everything with you, what happens you is something will bog you down. What is that? That again is very, very small things like attitude, habit, your attitude, bad attitude. Have you heard about this thing that bad attitude is what people get laid off for? It is not about skill, not about how much you have learned. No matter how much you have contributed, if you have a bad attitude, you are nowhere. Nobody is accepting you. So you put your case bad, right? So that is the catalyst. So aha catalyst, I call them an aha catalyst, and your perceived market value increases when you have good attitude, habit, action, and perception. So attitude defines your personality, how good or bad you will be perceived at. Habit strengthens your credibility. Without your strong habits, you cannot be resilient. Whatever action you take, if you are a very bad action taker, if you cannot make decisions quickly, then you will not be a dependable person. And suppose you always, like say, half filled glass. How do you perceive it? If it is half empty, according to you, then you have a negative perception. So it is the same truth. If you say, is it a half filled glass or half empty glass, both are same. But what you express is becomes the reality, right? So how do you perceive your reality? This depends on how you create your perceived market value. And if you are a resourceful mindset, then what do you look at? What are the existing opportunity? What are the ongoing difficulty and how much can you manage this? Should you seek help of others? Who should be giving you that help? And you know your strengths, your weaknesses, so that you can bring in another team member with who can supplement and complement you. And if everything, all these things are there, still you need some support, then you should get a mentor who already has gone through all this same problems. That way you will save time and money, right? So these are the characteristics of a resourceful mindset. And action points of a resourceful person is he always observes, reflects, rectify whatever wrong is going on, tweaks. The same situation, same identical situation might not happen. Same identical problems might not be happening in your case. All the time, there will be different problems. So you have to tweak it a bit. Like the budget, every time same numbers will not be applicable, right? So you tweak the numbers. And that is how you create daily wins. Suppose there is a problem. There was a failure. You are not feeling good. Somebody has scolded you. Your manager has like say fired like our left and right to you. You're not feeling bad, not feeling good, right? So how is that a win? That is a win because you will do the four things. You will observe what you was upset at. You will reflect on what you should have done. You will rectify if you have done some mistake. Otherwise, there will be a communication gap also. That might be the reason if there is no mistake on your part. And tweak, if he is very upset about something, then you just tweak a bit and present it another way. You do nothing, just tweak a bit. That's how you can create a daily win. And as a result, what did you do? You won over your upset manager with just like that in 5 minutes. And you feel powerful. Nobody has taken your power away. You feel powerful, right? Because you have resolved the problem on your own, right? You haven't gone to anybody complaining and grieving about what has happened. That is what a resourceful person is. A very strong friend is. Don't you expect this to these all qualities from your friend, a very well wisher. That is how you win over a friend. And because whatever you have done, you are doing so frequently that you might forget. And these might be very valuable lessons for somebody else who is following your footsteps, maybe your children. So how do they know? So journal them regularly. This way, you will keep yourself energized, right? So my backstory, so far I have trained 18,000 professionals, as I told you already, impacted 1 crore lives. What all I did, I'll explain. And those people whom I have trained, those people were literate and illiterate both. I'll show some slides also. But they achieved some remarkable achievements, which are, like say, very impossible thing to do. But whatever I have explained to you so far, only I stopped with that. And I could find out the great potential even in the illiterate people, ladies. And I found at least 2 skills in everybody. That is my superpower, finding what is strong in you. If I speak to you for 1 hour, I'll know what you will be good at. And there are other tests also with which we can figure out that. But nobody will tell you. Might be people will be hesitant to tell you that you have these good things, good qualities. Because many people start comparing them with you if they find some good things in you. So these are who I am. And why I am doing this is, I have a dream of creating same people, like say whatever I have achieved, if I can create. So suppose I say completely eradicated hunger from a pocket. There was a place in Bandhavgarh, which is Bandhavgarh Tiger Reserve, you can Google it. And the fringe villages people, they have had only 3 months of food to eat. And so they were going inside the forest. And because it was a tiger reserve, they were getting killed. So I went there, I stayed in the jungle for 4 years. And I helped them to grow so much that they broke the mustard production record. They achieved food sufficiency. They won 17 awards, one from Narendra Modi, the then Chief Minister of Gujarat. And they won several. And they were in the district governing board. So all of these were achieved, right? So if I could do only me, then if 1 lakh people I can train, there will be no hunger in the entire globe. That is my dream, right? And who can do that? These resourceful influencers who are very original thinkers, innovators, and titles like is values. I say tranquility, inclusion, dignity, abundance, learning, and joy. These are the values of me and in my community, which is Peace, Green, and Abundance Initiatives. If I can find in my lifetime and I can train 1 lakh, say this hunger I eradicated in 4 years' time, these people will take no time, because I was struggling because I was doing for the first time. Now I have the solution. I can give the solution and the trick to anybody, and they can go ahead and do this. So positivity, creativity, and become more. That is what I want to do, achieve in this world, so that I get good friends to live with. For the rest of the time, whatever time I have, I want to have those kind of people. And my mission is impact 1 billion lives with 1 lakh super performing global players in 139 countries. I know that in India, I may not get that many numbers. So that is why 139 countries, the number has come to me somehow. So I have written down with multi-billion dollar enterprise. So it will not be owned by me alone. It will be owned by all those 1 lakh people and whoever wants to join the community, whoever wants to do this Peace, Green, Abundance Initiative. And my system, my community is called Resourceful Influencer Club. That is what I was referring to. So the first experience of resourcefulness came to me when in 2008 I was attending a HR workshop. Before that, I was a social researcher. I am a mathematics graduate, postgraduate. So I did some computer course and I was into social research. So somehow I transitioned into one small organization. That time I was working with a multinational company. Then I transitioned into a small organization where I was the senior management and I was expected to take care of the HR also. So I joined actually I was attending a HR workshop wherein the HR policy of respective organizations were to be presented. So there were, I was from the smallest organization and there were participants from very big organization as well. So everybody had a HR policy, I didn't have. So I took some time and I designed HR policy that time and I presented. It was very hugely appreciated because I did that then and there, right? So I knew that no matter whatever my academic qualification was, I can do if I have common sense, right? And if I want to do something meaningful, I can do. So industry data, as I was saying, why people get dissatisfied is like this. Salary, relationship with boss, work condition, supervision, relationship with peers. So these are all, I agree, all these data. But what my market research have told is something else also. As I was telling in the beginning, that there are other reasons also, which is why people are dissatisfied and they are stuck. So people who are stuck, the more senior they are, the late they get other opportunity. Till they get another opportunity, if you see the graph, the senior most people are taking 3 to 5 years to get another opportunity. Because those, like say, your choices become very restricted, right? The more experienced you are, the less opportunity you have. So till that time, they operate at 20% productivity. So if you are just operating at 20% productivity for say 3 years and 5 years, can you feel happy? Can you feel abundant? You will be stuck, right? You are stuck. You are like say making people stuck. So I did a market research, and if you see the left and right part, the left part is about the professional thing. Right part is something else. Some personal problems, self-doubt, personality issues, mindset issues, and every kind of issues because of which they are less productive at workplace. And because of that, they have all kinds of problems. So how to deal with this? So these I have segmented all those problems into 10 main things. And here we can see, if you see to the left gear, we start with potency, which is identifying strengths, progress, which is handling change, passion, monetizing a passion, perception is practicing mindfulness, partnership is making the most of relationships, performance is daily wins, cognizance is emotional intelligence, process is managing challenges, puzzle, dealing with ambiguity, pattern, response, pattern. So these are the 10 things I teach in this course. And as I told you, all these can be offset by the AHA catalyst. Your attitude, habit, action, perception can offset. Everything you might have worked out, but if you haven't done with these AHA catalyst, still you will be defeated, right? So this is at Canada, where I was sent for study tour because of my performance in the company. This is Bandhavgarh Tiger Reserve, where I have taken this 50 acres of land for herbal cultivation. One of the ladies, she won CII award, that is 1.5 lakhs cash award also. This is, I revived a watershed, dead watershed here in Jharkhand, Khunti. This is in Meghalaya, where I have established 239 kiosks under National E-Governance Project, wherein I trained 1500 youth who are earning now. That time also they were earning 5 to 10,000 rupees per kiosk. Now it has increased because of so many utility bill payments and all have come to the kiosks. And this is one of them. She was thanking me for the business plan that I had created. And this Bandhavgarh thing, they have federated all the self-help groups. There were 28 of them. They federated themselves into a federation and they have generated 36 lakhs of corpus within 4 years of time. And when the MGNREGA didn't work, these people actually took to hybrid mustard production and broke the Madhya Pradesh mustard production record. You know, very unusual. I never did this. I am from a mathematics background. I did this. They won 17 awards and these are the two clusters with which they formed that federation. And this is what I was saying. If you can read Hindi, then this is, like say, the Manpur's farmers were felicitated by the then Chief Minister, Mr. Narendra Modi. They won 51,000 cash award. This is the same thing, like say, her topic, the CII award, 1.5 lakhs cash award that she won was because she told that Punji is the Punji. Like say, the capital that we have, we generate, is the way forward to get over poverty. That is what she told. That is how she won that award. And the then industry minister felicitated her with that award. This is another farmer who has won M.S. Swaminathan Award. These are all the awards they have won, right? And this is another lady who is winning an award from the Andhra Pradesh governor that time. This was in 2013. And this is one of my colleagues now in UNDP. He has complimented me saying that uncanny talent to spot talent in others. And this person was a grassroots worker. See, he is the CEO now in the farmer producer company, which is running on profit. Very few of them runs like that. And I won few of the few awards as well because of these performances. Even my organization won. So let us talk about the training, trustworthiness. So this YouTube video, whether we can play or cannot play, I don't know. But let me try to play it. If you can see, then let me know if you can see. Can you see the screen, the video playing?
I've worked with the Navy SEALs. And I asked them, how do you pick like the guys that go to SEAL Team 6? Right? Because they're the best, the best, the best, the best. And they drew a graph for me. And on one side they wrote the word performance. And on the other side they wrote the word.
Sorry, I'm not able to see the
is performance on the back.
Sorry, you are not able to hear or not able to see.
I'm not able to see the view screen in YouTube.
Battlefield and performance off the battlefield. So this is your skills. Did you make your quarterly earnings? Whatever, how you want to translate it, right?
So let me back to the PPT. Are you able to see the PPT back?
Yes.
So he is saying that performance everybody can track, but trustworthiness, how many can track? That is the problem he was saying. So for your consumption, you can take this formula. It is there. Trustworthiness is sum total of credibility, reliability, intimacy, and divided by self-orientation. How much you are oriented with yourself, and then credibility, reliability, and intimacy. So this is one kind of tracker that you can build for yourself. That is how you can build and how you can track this integrity, benevolence, credibility is, these are the parameters. Honesty, credibility, commitment is about integrity. And benevolence is goodwill, considerate, admire is benevolence. Credibility is expertise, consistency, on time. So I have another module in which I have tried to factorize into numbers so that you can know how much percentage you can score and you know your trustworthiness score. So how do you measure? Suppose I ask you a question, would you like a 100% skilled person with zero trustworthiness, will you take that person? The answer is no. Without any skill, but trustworthiness is 100%, you will consider. But what you will choose is a person with medium skills, but 100% trustworthiness. You will choose that person as a ideal person, which is what is now the world is doing, right? Nobody is going for academic skills and all that degrees anymore. So it is high time that you do this. And how do you know if a person is trustworthy or not? His answer will be like, I don't know what I am doing. It's only a matter of time until everyone finds out. This kind of sentences will be his. The person who is faking to be a good person. And the person with growth mindset, whom we are looking for, will always tell, I don't know what I am doing yet. It is only a matter of time until I figure it out. He doesn't depend on the other people to find it out or not. He has to find it out, and he will let the world know. There is a very little difference between these two. That is why it is very difficult to know, kind of figure out those kind of people. So you have to equip with those kind of skills to tell you. Or of course, people will figure out what kind of person you are from your body language. But everything has to be put on paper, right? So people look for evidence. So how do you do that? That also will be part of our training. Then the topic two, maximizing personality. Here I have a few tests, which I don't think we will have time for, but you can take those tests and let me know what have been your answers. So personality is a tendency and not your destiny. So if you suppose you are not very good as a person right now, then also, and if you have scored very less in the personality test that we will do, still it is a tendency. It can be changed. It is not that you have born with that and it will stay with you for entire life. It is not like that. I am a person. Why I am teaching you this? You know, I was the person who was screaming and complaining all the time for 12 years of my career. And one day I realized that was useless. I was wasting time. And it is so easy to get to the solutions and get appreciation, admiration. I don't know why I was complaining. So that is why I am doing so. If it was my personality and I could change it and I could achieve it, anybody can. That is why I am teaching this. Don't waste your time. Whatever positiveness you have, no matter where you are lacking, that can be resolved, rectified, and done and dusted with. Pakka. So, here is one example I'll give you. When you do the personality test, I'll give you the link of that site. You will find 5 strengths. That means you will find 5 weaknesses as well. That weaknesses we call as altered strengths, because those weaknesses are for a reason with you. Each of us has some weaknesses, and that is for a reason. We call that as altered strengths. We can utilize that to good purpose, for our purpose. So those are 5. As soon as you get 5 strengths, you get 5 altered strengths. So 10 pakka, and 5 personality traits you will get from the another test that I'll be giving. Those are 15, and 1 monetizable skill. Whatever your occupation is, 1 skill you must be having. So this makes 16 total traits, right? And if I write a story about you, taking 1 strength, 1 altered strength, 1 personality trait, and 1 monetizable skill. So that will make it 4 aspects, right? So 16C4. If you know, you are from mathematical background, you will know what I am talking about. So 15 combination of four at a time. It makes 32,000 competency stories for everybody. Everybody, without fail. How many you know about yourself only? You will find out yourself. But you will not find out the competency story. You have to come to me. How I make those stories for you. For you. Whatever strengths you will find out, tell me. I'll figure out. This takes, of course, time. This takes time. So if you are able to see, then you can take down all these sites. I'm putting in the chat. This is one link you can write down. This is another. Somewhere it will ask for money, don't pay. Whatever is at the screen, you take that. That much will be good enough. Right? So, these are the four tests you can do for yourself and find out your astrology, your Kundli, right? So, we don't have time to do that one-to-one right now, but you can do and let me know. So, for some clients, I have done this. So, it will come like this. Strength one will be catalyst and there will be a description from which I have taken out these strengths for that particular client. So, how many of that? Strength one is one strength. But sub-strengths are so many, right? And each will tell a story about you. You have already gone through that. You don't know or you might have forgotten, right? You can think over and you can write a story about that also. Second, strength two, it will give. And it will just, and something will be given. And out of that, I have figured out these many strengths. Three, like that. Four. And five. So many strengths plus sub-strengths you have right now. Then altered strengths will be opposite of that. Right? Whatever strengths, there will be opposite. That I haven't mentioned here, but we can figure out once you let me know. And when you do the personality test, it will give you a personality type with this thing. How much you are introverted, intuitive, feeling, judging, assertive. And the test will give only whatever role you are suitable for and whatever strategy should work for you. That will give your entire personality thing. So this personality type I had built, it is building relationship is his strategy. That is what I have found. And it will give four kind of personality insight. So the positive potentials are this for that client and negative potential are this. Intuitive means they go into a dream, which makes them unrealistic, right? So negative, these are the alternative, altered strengths. So how can I make altered strength, unrealistic thing into a strength? Because I will not know when he has become intuitive, can I say? But the moment I see that this person is unrealistic, I know that person is intuitive. And when I know a person to be intuitive, I ask him some questions. I'll just go through like that. Tell me this, tell me that. He will go very unrealistic, very vague kind of statements. But you know, he will come up with the seeds of a big vision. That person is capable of a big vision, whoever is very unrealistic. He will not be good at executing it. But wait, I cannot judge like that. He might be good at that also. It is quite possible, you know. And if you are a person who can create big vision as well as you can execute, you are a go-to person. Nobody will leave you. You know, you will grow very high in the hierarchy because strategic level is what? It is the highest level where people create visions for the organization. So if you are smart enough, you are going to get there. Because nobody can steal your quality, your skill from you. Not possible. Right? So there will be four kinds of such people, and it is listed as there. So I can show you after you go through this. And knowing the best about you. Now that you have gone through this test, you know what is good for you, then you have to summarize yourself. So what is this is, for the last few clients, I have seen that they are so intuitive. By chance, I have got very intuitive people in all my client categories. So they cannot have more than three people in their direct supervision. Otherwise, their vision is so huge. Even if they have 100 people, they will simultaneously work on 100 ideas. Is that manageable? So I advise them to only put three people in the second rank so that they can work on three ideas at any given time. And those people can be reporting authorities of 1,000 people, doesn't matter. But directly, they should not supervise more than three. That is what I give. And there is a formula also about how much they can grow and job satisfaction is what level. If job satisfaction is just 10 or 20% level, this is a hint that they will be very good entrepreneurs. Right? So I see opportunity everywhere. And I can show you opportunity everywhere, no matter wherever you come from. Simon Sinek, the same person, says, the true value of a leader is not measured by the work they do. A leader's true value is measured by the work they inspire others to do. Right? So a leader should be intuitive to 80%, but he should be able to execute also. So he should have a common sense of, you know, making a team where intuitive and execution people should have a balance, right? But unless there is a vision, you are not going forward, right? That is for sure. And topic three is your leadership score. So leadership is like, say, vision, mission, values, and clarity. That is what I have talked about. So this person is an architect. Which person you are? You can write it down from this slide. Short-term goal, long-term goal. So if you can figure out both these, then you are a planner. If you can do stuff, always executing, this is executor, which I was talking about. Some people are very good at execution. Make things happen. Conductor is, they actually mobilize a lot of people and inspire them to take action. This is what a conductor type is. They have they inspire into a lot of possibilities. Mentor and coach all the time. These people are not upset by any failure by the team, any member. They are never upset. So these people are looking at this that person's innovativeness and how much risk that person has taken. When one person takes a risk, that person is liable to fail for the first few times. So these people know that this person, with his experience, skill, and everything, he will fail few times, but afterwards he will succeed like no other. That person is a mentor. He is a teacher kind. Steward. Serve others before self. So in a team, like, he is the last person to take the benefit. First, he wants other people, I say, other people to take the advantage. He gives opportunity to other people. He gives training to other people. He is the last person to demand for anything. So if there is budget for training, then this person will give training to a teammate rather than taking it himself. Where the advantage is, with that money available, which he can avail, he can train two team members. Because he is very senior, the budget will also be big. But with that, If he can train two people, he will do. This is the steward kind. Innovator, always new ideas and all. Expert, who knows about people, business context and culture and results, everything. And he is an expert. So these people, whether you are that people, I'll tell you a story. Who is the tallest person, tallest animal in the forest? You'll say giraffe. Who is the heftiest person in the forest? You'll say elephant. Who is the most intelligent person in the forest? Fox. So what is attributed to lion? Why he is the king of the jungle? Because he has the courage. He doesn't have any of the attributes, but he has the courage to face any situation. That is how he is the king. So the most capable person only has courage, intuition, not expertise, right? And he can make people work. The fourth thing is thinker. He assesses, analyzes, think critically. So these people tend to be procrastinator or too much of analysis paralysis. So if they are, in any case, leaders are supposed to plan 80%, execute 20%. So in that way, if he is assessing, analyzing, thinking critically, then it's fine. But if he is not able to make any progress, then you should be thinking what kind of a person is. Topic number 4 of today is, how much of head and heart do you use? So this is, if you can see, if you have integrity, your head is integrity and competency, if you have, then it results in trust, which we have been talking. And if you use your head and have competency and you take responsibilities, it results in inspiration. If you are a heart person, you forgive too many times and have competencies, then, as I said, innovation is produced. If you have compassion, then you will not lose people. Your competent people will be there because of that. So you have to have all these 4 categories in some proportion, right? Topic 5, how is your responsiveness? I was talking about AHAP catalyst, right? Your enemies are not outside. You see an anger, ego, greed and hate, which is part of your attitude, is inside, right? So if you can take control, you are done with all the problem, all the enemies. Topic 6 is behavior pattern, which like said, if you look at the slide very closely, there's too many things written, but you know one thing. All the characteristics will not be there in one person. Sometimes this person is fault-proof. He doesn't do any fault. Other person, like say, some other people are there who never listen. One person cannot be like this, but still you can outline them as arrogant. A person who thinks that he has never done any mistake, a person who doesn't listen, a person who interrupts you frequently, who wants to be right always, and differently, he cannot know out-of-box thinking, pushes point through no matter whatever logic argument is going on in a team meeting also, and frustrated easily because everything cannot happen instantly, right? But he is frustrated. So these are the characteristics of an arrogant person. And humiliation is, like say, admits mistake. All these good characteristics that we have discussed so far. So from this person to this person, it doesn't take much. It just requires awareness, right? If you know that you are falling into any of this category, all the things are happening in you to some extent, that is the moment you will be transformed. You will not like to continue with those characteristics, right? It is that is. Are you tolerating a bad employee? So if you are already a leader, already a manager, and if you are tolerating a bad employee because he is a friend, then good employee will not stay with you. So if there is high attrition at your company, in your team especially, you should know that you are tolerating some bad kinds, right? So I told about Meghalaya. We had two team members. One team was directly reporting to me, 80 people. Another team was headed by another person. She also had 80 people. I had to, sack four people. And her team, that team, there were no people. Four people were retained at any point of time, right? So she was tolerating something bad. She was not thinking in terms of employees' problem. So when I was evaluated, my boss was saying, you are too target-oriented to be human. That is what the compliment I got. I said, see, but nobody left my team, no? Did I, kept them, jabardasti to nahi rakha? So they were employees. They could have left. So if I was inhuman, then they wouldn't have been retained. Meghalayan people, as it is, they are not very prone. They are not good workers. But they were there. They enjoyed my company. So how can I be inhuman? So anyways. Are you demanding a quick fix? This is about, suppose you are cooking something. Everything takes its time to be perfect, right? Just because it has to boil and become tender or has to be prepared, you cannot just put your flame at a very high degree centigrade. It cannot be done. Everything takes time. So if you are demanding a quick fix, you should rectify. It's time you rectify. And you have to be strong. Strong doesn't mean you have to be rude. You can be kind, weak, everything, no? Every vulnerable also. You have to show that somewhere you have faltered. That makes quick bonding. And you have to have strength of character to show that you are weak, you have failed somewhere. That requires courage, right? Do you give yourself more than 50% in problem solving? How much you assess yourself? Are you a high flyer? What does this mean? What do you see? So the eagle flies high, and the only bird that troubles it at that height is the raven. And this eagle doesn't care about the botheration of this bird. He keeps on flying. He soars higher and higher up. At one point of time, this bird, this raven, the troubling bird, it will not find oxygen and it will fall through. It will go away. So a strong leader always focuses on the path he has taken. He doesn't bother about the distractions that is happening. So are you that kind of person? And the other characteristic is strategic position. See, this is the way you will present your candidature to somebody. In an interview, while you are facing a promotion interview, or telling somebody something, convincing somebody something across the table. What you can do is subtle assertion. You have to be assertive without appearing to be, wrong-headed, hot-headed. Strong conviction. You should be very convinced about whatever you are selling. If you are selling yourself, you should know that you are capable for this result. Nothing succeeds like your strong conviction, right? It shows. And suitable obsession. So sometimes people will say, that you are obsessed with this thing, that you are not looking at that. Why? Unless you are obsessed with something, will you be able to move yourself that much? So in order to be inspired, you have to be obsessed, right? Subliminal orientation. It is not only you. It is the person sitting across has to be oriented as well. So that person, with your conviction, your argument, whatever you are saying, that person needs to be oriented. You cannot complain that so much you have told and the other person is not able to understand. You cannot say like that. You have to put the seeds that whatever you are convinced, that person has started understanding that. That is your expertise. Synergizing conversation. When you are done, that person also has started participating in the conversation that you have started. He will ask the same questions you are good at. So till that time, you have to be very tactful. And you can be tactful without any nervousness if you are convinced, very convinced, and you are very sure, right? So this is what strategic positioning is. Taking the other person to your stride. And this is my second rank. I was, I also teach about how to delegate appropriately, right? So this, she joined me as an executive when I was HR head in one of my previous companies. And she was unassuming. She said she is only a BCom and she has left her studies 6 years back. What is her future and all that she told. So I groomed her. Today, she is the most important person in that particular company. She is still there. So, although she is second to the HR head, but she is the key person. She attends all the board meetings with presentations she prepares. So, from that stage to this stage, she has taken that journey because I visioned her future along with her. Right? This is the dead water set that I had revived that I was talking about. So along with the tribal, Huti, is a Naxal affected area. I was working with the Naxal affected families, Naxal families themselves also. Right? It was about water set. And time to have depth rather than spread, as a strategy, when you are beginning with your career, you should not stick to one vertical only. You should try with several verticals. If you have started with HR, you should try data management, you should try finance, you should try other things, whatever is there within your purview, in your company. There are different departments. You should take experience from each department. At least you help them with their Excel sheet. By that also, you will gain a lot of knowledge. So that is what spread is. I'm talking about. But when there is a time, so for the first 6-7 years, you can do this spread, and there will be a time when you should have your focused area wherein all these ideas, all this knowledge will be of help to you. Then you have to take the depth. This is spread, this is depth. So how did I do this integration is, all these that stories I have spoken to you, I did social research, I did technology innovation somewhere, I did food sufficiency somewhere. What happened to this? How did I integrate? If you know, this creating a farmer producer organization takes at least 1.5 years. And to make it sustainable, it takes 7 years. So that experience I had utilized in Sikkim. In 3 months' time, I created 11 farmer producer organizations. How I knew? What I did? I integrated my experience as well as the state's experience. If you know, Sikkim has been organic since 2005. So I did this 11 farmer producer in 2017. So how many years the state's experience was 12 years. I took advantage of that, that mobilization and the training, all that they had done, and integrated that backwards. I formulated the farmer producer organizer first and got them registered. So easy. In 3 months' time, everybody I mobilized and did that. And they are doing business. How easy is that? You know, you have to do this. The second thing I am right now working is on affordable housing, as I told you. Why affordable housing? Because housing, have you heard anybody doing very great without a house? So everybody needs a roof, right? Roti kapda makan is one thing. I started this in disaster prone area of Orissa, where cyclone is every day. So here, you know, in the entire of India, there is no income, there is no poverty eradication unless we have a house. And this, that house has to be pakka. Otherwise, these people spend their entire lives saving in repairing the house. Kaccha house hoga to. So it is as simple as that. Ek bar, if one time somebody invests, if the government invests and gave all the families pakka house, 9 crore of them, itna hi family hai hamari. So if they get pakka houses, then they will, every year they spend 30,000-40,000 of their savings in this house. That will get saved. That is how you start. That is what I have told everybody, and I am working on that. And I am making them green, as I told you, peace, green, and abundance I am working on. So this is solar adoption. If we can adopt the solar, then we can reduce carbon dioxide, the GHG emission. That is how we'll make our globe net zero, carbon dioxide free zone by 2080. That is what our global mission is, right? So I'm working on that. So audacious mission, but I can start at least. Somebody will take over if I cannot do in my lifetime. How does it matter? And this is Nobel laureate Professor Muhammad Yunus. I work with him for small enterprises. You know, Bangladesh is always flood affected. So he understands disaster very well. He says, when flood happens, Bangladeshi houses were roof high, submerged in water. From that, they always extricate themselves and emerge. Like say, they're doing good, right? At some time I was reading, they have better GDP than India. How come? Right? So this is, now I have started, here is a small picture of mine, if you can see. So I am talking to the finance secretary of Orissa about having this house construction, affordable house construction, right? Those senior people, they don't understand the problems that a poor person is having. And after all this, this is another phase in my life, that reaching beyond that I was talking, going deep. All this vision has come and I know that I can do because of digital age. And this is my mentor. He told me, whatever you are doing, you can do better. If you come to the digital space, you can come online. You can reach to a lot of people within no time. Physically, if traveling from Bandhavgarh, like say Madhya Pradesh to Delhi, takes 3 hours and entire day goes. So if I physically travel across 139 countries, I don't have time. But if I take this online space, then I can reach out to any space, anywhere. Don't you think so? So I have taken this and I have started learning the way I am approaching you. I have an online course that also I learned. I have done the landing page that you have seen and registered with. That was designed by me. I learned that. I can teach you if you want. So, and this is his mentor. So mentoring is such a thing, no? You are never a master. You are a lifelong learner all the time. So we need to have the master, masters of master, masters of master here. So if you learn from me, you become a master. You also need to teach to somebody. That is how the parampara goes, Gurukul parampara. That is what we were used to say, right? So it has been revived. and this is mentor of my mentor, and he has several stages of courses. This is the first stage I achieved. So he is felicitating me with an interview. Very graceful. 15,000 students have so far graduated, and I was one of them. And another mentor, he is from Singapore. I was along with him in a training. And these are the 12 mentors I'm learning from right now. And he is the mentor's mentor's mentor. He is Blair Singer. He is the coach of Robert Kiyosaki. He also indirectly teaches us. Sometimes he creates workshops in which we can participate. And these are few testimonials of some of my clients. Let us not go because lack of time. These are few awards that I have won. And he is the father of microfinance in India. And he says that you are an amazing person. Your ability to come up with any solution anywhere, no matter wherever you are, you can come up with a solution. That is what resourcefulness is, right? If such a person, he sits in the finance commission, right? He is an international finance person. He recognizes me like that. It is not less than a Nobel Prize for me when he told me that. So I come from a very, 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 like say, moderate background. And I have reached this stage where people of his stature are applauding me. What did I do? The same thing I want to give you, so that whatever your dream is, you can achieve that. 10% of it at least will be achievable, and that also will be very huge. So here is what I teach. 6 course bundles. I'll explain all of them. The first thing is you will do your reality check out of that 3 secret tools that I told you. Unshakeably productive, reframing self-assessment question, you will have discover your superpowers. And the 5 bonuses will be power up within. How you will handle your internal patterns. Then the mindfulness, soul search. No? Where from you will take your energy? Where from I take? Where from all the people like Elon Musk and all people take Albert Einstein, where from they took their energy? From their own higher self, right? So we'll discover that in some of the processes in one of the course. Then continuous upgrade. This one you might be knowing. Each time you have to upgrade yourself, raise your bar, and give focus to the process, not to the win, not to the end result. You have to very focus. You have to work on your confidence. What you will show to the other person. You will not show the how many first position or second position you have won. How you have made difference to other people's life is what matters, right? So that is what we will learn. Delegate appropriate, already I have told you. It is to save your time. If you train your second and third rank people appropriately, you have to be a mentor to them, so that when you delegate, they will not take it as a burden, but as their empowerment process. And joy is what ultimately we all are looking at by monetizing a skill which we already have. Or we will learn. What is that? This online mentoring is a thing I have learned. So I can teach you anything that you identify as your superpower, right? And there are few practice ebooks that I have designed. There are 30 to 40 practice ebooks. Not all of them will be required by one person, but whatever you will be requiring, it is not just 5 to 6 pages of workbook, which will trigger your brain towards thinking. Then you will figure out your own solution. Those triggers will be given in these practice books. There are 30 of them. This is a dream tracker for myself. We will design a dream tracker for yourself. You, what was my dream? My dream is to create a multi-billion dollar enterprise by teaching 1 lakh super global player those numbers are here. By March 28th, 2028, I'll achieve my dream. It will not happen the systematic way I have designed, but this is an outline. I have given my message to the universe. I don't know how it will happen, but it is going to happen, right? This is how, if you observe yourself also, it doesn't happen the way you have designed. But it, if you are very passionate about your dreams, it has happened. If you observe, that we will figure out when we will go into the training. So this big jump vision, when we achieve our vision, actually, right now we are at version 1. Maybe at version 10, we will achieve our dream. That gradual progression will happen how? If we take small, small steps every day. If our version jump happens from 1 to 2, 2 to 3, someday it will happen, right? So we need to do that version jump. That is how, what I call as warrior avatar practice book. From 1 to, you have your aha, eureka moment. Then creative advantage. This is having an edge from others. Then credibility. 6, enforcing habit process. So excellence, standing out in a crowd. Leadership role, which is about consistency. Journaling, which already I have discussed, which is non-precedence. You are an on-precedent person. You should prove that to yourself, right? Growing beyond, which is creating opportunities for yourself. Deep learning, which is mindset reset. Sensibility, which is decision making. Self-love, you should love yourself. You are a very unique person. You should know how to love yourself. Up graph is daily take improvement, some improvement, daily 1% improvement. It will up your graph by 1% at least. So by the end of 365 days, you are 365% upgraded, you know. So be consistent with that. Nobody else will be, because you are taking every day 1% jump, right? Starting today, you might be having a failure story. It doesn't have to be a failure story all the time. Someday you will succeed if you persist. So abyss, you are now at down, but you will have your summit. B zone, this is again going within. Craft competencies, right? Flat out fantastic is a phrase I have taken from Oprah Winfrey. And she talks about whatever inside is yours, your unique superpowers, you work on that. No despairing. Always be hopeful, expectant. The universe produces miracles for you. Crucial crisis. Have you seen the film Titanic? When you are watching that film, what happens in your mind? That iceberg. Don't you think that you could have stopped that? If only that iceberg could have been shifted a little, this accident would have been averted. Don't you think? And it was in the movie. How many times it has happened in your life? Such crucial times. If you have taken that kind of decision or this kind of decision, you could have averted that accident. So it is about that. Intrigue. It is always your mind is playing tricks with you. Are you positively playing tricks with your mind as well? That is what intrigue is. Self-reflection. Attuned is figuring out leadership. How you can be an active leader. Self-assessment is about inspiring leadership, strategic mentoring, spontaneity, pull your own string. These are all practice books. Almost hundreds of them. With each topic, there are small, small practice books which instantly you can finish. Just two lines of something and some intriguing graph is there, which will keep you. Like say, it is like a child's picture book, right? It doesn't take much, but it will, like say, keeps you pushing. So body capacity, work-life balance, all these are there. And the entire bundle, the original bundle is priced, valued at 60,000 almost. And the practice books each is $47, which comes to around 2,000, rupees, which makes it, I say, 1,60,000. So the total bundle is about 1.70 lakhs. But if you are taking it today, it will be at 599 only. So it is for today only if you take this. Any question? Right now we can take your question. Yes, Satish. Any question?
It was very informative session, and the knowledge which you shared was really helpful.
Thank you.
And for now, I cannot take my decision because of less finance with me. And in future, if possible, I can contact you or write an email. Also, yes, I'm very much interested to know about these books. And so I want to have a question for you. And will you run me through this all books or only the informative session?
See, when you come to the course already, then actually according to your need, see, these are the blueprints, right? According to your need, these will be designed. Obviously, there are few already designed according to my previous clients. So what I have done is these practice books were given in my second level, right? So what right now I have done is my mentor told me to include them in the first level itself so that the first level students get maximum value and they will understand what more. Suppose you get more value at this level, at such a less price, then they will be prepared better for taking up the next thing. It will be huge because they will get results and it will be huge thing. It will be a huge movement for you. So that is why I have included them. And it was according to the requirement of my existing students, which I don't know your requirement, in which field you would require more focus. So accordingly, it will be prepared, right? So those books will be available. 2-3 already I have give to my students. If you continuously are looking for my mails, no, in those there will be stories. And also, I will start giving some of the books. 2-3, I'll send you today only. So you can go through those. And I'll give, this is my, this, I'll give you the, where is chart gone? So check here.
Okay.
Successful influencers. See if this opens. Here is my entire online course, but the practice books are not yet uploaded out there. That I will give according to the people's need. But the entire thing, you can see what are the topics, right? You can see it there.
So, I'm viewing Zoom in mobile. So if I click on that link, then you will get disconnected.
Afterwards, you can check. You have taken all the links also, na? Your personality test.
Yes, and I'm not done.
No. You can do afterwards.
Okay.
So those links you have taken, na?
Yes, I have noted down.
That will take time. That will take, say, like say two hours of your time, right?
Okay.
So calmly go through that, read the questions properly and answer. That will determine your personality, right? So okay. At least that will be, you'll be knowing. And this one is my course. You can... And you also can recommend people who are, like say, I see 95% people craving, complaining, right? But when they come to your webinar, they say that they don't need, or they, like say, whatever they say. But if they take this risk, even if they plunge into this, it will, like say, change their life as I have done, like say with 18,000 people, you know, it is so. And this, unless you pay something, no, you will not be accountable. Anything okay. you do for free, you don't value that, right? That has been the experience of so many mentors and so many people. So that is
for that.
So if you invest, then you can ask also, no, for support. So this community is for support. It is not that only I give money and I give that much only. Whatever requirement you have for life, once you invest, you will get that guidance for life. And as I told you, whatever is already available is available to you. So whatever is available from now onwards in that site, that also will be available to you for lifetime. So where do you get such easy and cheap lifelong learning, right? So you have to consider that and take whatever decision you want to take. It's okay. So this, the next time actually, I'll have another offer, but you will not be there in the webinar. So as I told in the group itself, that I always will invite the new people only and not invite. So if you want to be part of the continuous training, different kinds of training. Because today in Zoom, you are the only one. I don't know how many of them are in the Facebook, which I am not able to see. So those people will have also some kind of problem and queries. I will be resolving those queries and problems continuously and uploading those videos into my, and those workbooks into my course. So this is an easy way where you, your problems are understood by a mentor, a coach, and gives solution accordingly. And there are like say 34 years of experience now with me. So I almost can resolve like say at least 80% of the problem at happening to the manager and upcoming teammates. So it's huge.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you very much for your time. And it was really helpful for me. I'll look forward for your subscription, but it will get little delayed, but I'll try to do it as early as possible.
No issue. And if you are there in my FB group, VIP FB group.
No, Sangeeta, I haven't followed you.
I posted in the group, na? You join there because the community members interact, right? So every Saturday I conduct an inner circle call. And during that, if somebody asks a question, they immediately get some kind of solution. So in the morning, I actually send a notification that today will be this topic. So what you can do is you can also send a topic right there. So that topic will be answered. But what I am saying is this requires a discipline. Instant solution will be given to you. You can get over one solution, one problem. But what about becoming independent and taking a very mature kind of decision that requires a discipline, right? And which takes time. So whatever discipline I have, that one you need to go through from the beginning. Otherwise, even suppose I tell you one word, A-N-G-E-R, you know, A-N-G-E-R. What about other words in English? So if you haven't done the basics, you will not be able to get appreciate the other high-level courses, right? Whatever I am, my insights, no, every day I am getting new insights. As a person, I am also evolving. My mentors are there. They are giving me new ideas. How will you get that unless you have that discipline to understand? From a certain discipline, you will grow up to that level to understand. Because, you know, our education system, I am not blaming your education, but this is a different kind of orientation wherein people behave very differently. And the language and the mindset with which they come here, the learning mindset, it is awesome. So unless you have that orientation, now you will not be able to appreciate what the other person is saying. So have that discipline from the beginning. That is why I am saying. Right. Yeah.
Okay, Sangeeta.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Satish, for staying.
And I have another question.
Yeah.
Regarding the personality test.
Hmm.
So how successful it is with your students?
See, have you done any personality test ever? If you go and do it yourself, you will realize how useful it is. This is not something which I have devised. Worldwide, the management gurus have devised that, right?
Okay.
Which is a free resource that I have given you. It is not which something I have done, right? So many managers all over the world, they have benefited from this.
Okay, got it.
Because you are part of the webinar, I have given it for free. I charge otherwise, right? So, yeah, so many, free resources will be available if you are part of the webinar and you know how to be part of something, right? So, yeah.
And after the subscription, what are the, is this a session limited to a few days or how it is?
Once you come to the... to the course, every week there will be two classes.
Okay.
So if you are there, then every week whatever problems you have, those we can take up, right? It will be lifelong.
Okay.
Every week there will be two classes.
Even
if it is for 15 minutes, suppose there are not many students, because people like, so many people are busy, right? They like to see the recordings. So what I do is, usually when the students are not available at that time, what I do is I take a problem, I record a video and give it to them, right? So if you are there asking for a live session like this, then you are entitled to get it, right? Because you are a paid customer.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Yeah.
If I wanted to contact you, do I have to write an email or is there a number where I can contact?
If you look at my emails, no, there is a number already given below that.
Okay, fine. I'll just have a look.
So you can WhatsApp me there.
Sure, Sangeeta.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Satish. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Nice talking with you, and I had a good knowledge sharing session.
Yeah.
And I hope looking for the subscription. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.